You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, April 6th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 2%. That's how much analysts expect capital expenditures to rise in 2024 for the companies that make up the S&P 1500 index. That would represent a huge slowdown in the pace of CapEx growth. Spending on CapEx, like heavy equipment or technologies and systems, rose 21% in 2022. Companies are conserving cash instead of spending big on new projects. For example, the consumer discretionary sector, which includes retail, restaurants, and hotels, is expected to see CapEx drop 3% this year and rise 2% in 2024. Companies are watching their big-ticket spending as they prepare for muted demand ahead. The Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes started last year, but those hikes usually take a while to work their way into the economy. So companies have only recently been responding. In fact, data from Citi shows that in the past few months, banks have tightened their belts on lending as consumer and business credit worsens. Tighter lending standards are highly correlated to business investment, so a drop in lending means a drop in corporate investment. The good news, though, is that the stock market has already reflected much of the economic challenges. The S&P 1500, while above its low point of the bear market, is still down about 14% from its late 2021 record high. The next number up is 14 to 17%. That's how much Conagra Brands expects its earnings to grow in fiscal 2023. On Wednesday, the maker of Hunt's Ketchup lifted its forecast to earnings of between $2.70 and $2.75 a share. The company's positive outlook for profits comes down to high prices offsetting a decline in sales volumes. And the decline is significant. Conagra has reported year-over-year declines in sales every quarter for more than a year. Sales volume did get a boost in the early days of the pandemic, climbing 21% from a year earlier in the 3 months that ended May 31, 2020. But Conagra has since struggled to match those numbers. Like other packaged food makers, Conagra said it's raised prices because of inflation and problems with the supply chain. But now, food inflation has started to cool off. The cost of food at home rose 0.3% in February from January, slowing down from the gains seen in the prior 6 months, according to Labor Department data. One more data point on consumer spending. Late Wednesday, Costco Wholesale said consumers made smaller purchases in March and that same-store sales declined. The average size of transactions at Costco was down 5.8% from February. That suggests consumers may be pulling back in response to uncertainty about the economy. Costco stock was down about 2% in after-hours trading. Shares of Conagra were up 3% on Wednesday. The S&P 500 slipped by about 0.5%. Our last number is 3. That's how many major FedEx delivery services will be consolidated into one. CEO Raj Subramaniam announced the move at its Investor Day on Wednesday. FedEx Express, FedEx Ground, and FedEx Services will soon integrate and operate as one unit. That should help drive efficiencies and, in theory, eliminate the need for an express driver and ground driver to make a stop at the same home or business on the same day. FedEx also raised its annual dividend payout to shareholders by 44 cents to $5.04. Subramaniam took over on June 1st, and investors seem pleased with the direction of the company under his watch. Shares are up about 31% year to date. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, April 6th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.